Captain's log, stardate 1329.8.
I hope you're not using the toilet. It's broken.
Balding now!
Starts with the slight fever, dryness of the throat. As the virus penetrates red blood cells, the victim becomes dizzy. Begins to experience an itching, a rash. From there, the poison goes to work on the central nervous system, causing severe muscle spasms, followed by the inevitable drooling. At this point, the entire digestive system collapses, accompanied by uncontrollable flatulence, until finally the poor bastard is reduced to a quivering, wasted piece of jelly.
And welcome once again to the Sweet Feathery Jesus podcast, the official podcast of SweetFeatheryJesus.com. Come and check us out where we're discussing anything and everything from washed-up radio show hosts to the latest MMA fights. We're talking about everything. And today on the show, we have Booze.
Hello.
Dr. P is back as well.
How's it going?
And a special guest tonight, Rob Revere from Revere Radio Network.
Yeah. My name is Rob Revere, and I'm the founder of Revere Radio Network, which is a kooky, nubologist, conspiracy theory talk radio station. And I host a radio show on Friday nights on the network. And on Friday nights, we break free from all of that stupid David Icke, Alex Jones bullshit, and get a little bit crazier with our demographic of audience. And that's at 11 p.m. Eastern time on Friday nights. But all the fun begins a little bit earlier than that, right around 8 o'clock. So if you're a loser on a Friday night, home sitting on your computer, and you want to be highly entertained, you're more than welcome to go ahead and tune into revereradio.net. Other than that, during the week, you'll probably be either bored to death or think the end of the world will be tomorrow. I have 10 children. I have 9 sons and 1 daughter.
I meant several stories about fluids at that point. Oh, God.
So the thing that we kind of teased that I mentioned in the post for the last podcast on SweetFeatheryJesus.com was that we'd be discussing bodily functions, or the most embarrassing bodily function story. I don't know why I decided to do that, because it's a story that my story is one I've kept to myself for a little over 10 years now.
You never told even a friend?
Never even told a friend. There's only one other person that knows.
Okay, so there is somebody else who knows.
There is, my wife.
Oh, that would be everything.
You need to get her on here.
Yeah, I guess I should. But.
We need her first-hand accounts of this event.
Don't let Rob Revere anywhere near her.
Yeah, my wife went grocery shopping this past weekend, so I had the baby with me, and I had to change his diaper. And I went to change his diaper, and next thing you knew, I had an uncontrollable stream of urine shooting a good foot and a half into my lap, just soaking me as he's lying there in front of me, not knowing what's going on other than I'm pissing all over my dad now.
Yeah, but that must have happened to you quite a lot, though, Rob, surely.
Many times by now, yeah.
Well, yeah, you must be like Colonel Kilgore when those shells are coming in, I don't bother you, don't face you at all.
Oh, God. I'm done, though. That's the end. No more children. But, I have memories of myself being hosed down in the front yard. And thank God I've actually got a couple acres for these hoodlums to run around in. And as long as they don't find my little garden, everything will be all right. A day on the slip and slide can turn into something looking like Woodstock, and therefore they must be hosed down before re-entering the house. So,
oh man,
it sounds like your life is one big long stint of hosing, Rob, in one way or another.
So bad, I've wanted to line them up. You know, even though I do line them up and hose them down like that, I've wanted to take a picture. But next thing you know, I'd be in jail labeled a pedo. So
no, you wouldn't. You'd like, be on SFJ labeled a hero.
Oh, it's a JD, yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. I was in college and in North Carolina. And, yeah, really. At the time, I had gotten into pretty good shape, primarily due to the Atkins diet. I got into the best shape of my life, but one of the things it does is it suppresses your appetite. And so I would spend the day not really eating a meal, but snacking. And what I was snacking on most of the time were this little can of almonds. And before I knew it, by the end of the day, I had finished off an entire can of almonds, and probably one from the previous day as well. So yeah, I'm sitting there in my room, and I didn't live in a dorm. I had an apartment because I was a transfer student. So I was sitting there in my in the apartment that I rented with my roommate. He was out of town for the weekend. He went home, and I was sitting there, and well, damn it, I had to fart. Nobody else was home. So I was just like, okay, I just...
Yeah, do you fart anytime you need?
Yeah, I raise it, up. And
if
I raise
people
up,
are around, you grab a cheek, yeah.
I raise up and I push out a gasser and...
You went for it big time.
Yeah, and lo and behold, it wasn't just a gasser. I pretty Solid. Much sharted right into my pants.
Now, gusher. Let me ask, did you just shed out some liquid or were you spackling out...
Well,
undigested nuts.
Well, see, that's it. Because of days and days of eating nothing but fibrous nuts, it was probably about the consistency of pudding mixed with sawdust.
Oatmeal. Yeah.
Pudding and sawdust is probably the best way to determine the consistency. Now...
It was infant shit. It was infant shit is what it was. Take it from a shit-changing expert. It was an infant shit.
It was horrible.
Rob would know.
Yes, he would. It was
Hey,
awful.
I don't have no pets, okay? That's because I have to clean up baby shit. I ain't cleaning up animal shit, too, okay?
Man, I'm telling you, I have never gone from a seated position to standing up and moving faster in my life. Thankfully, the bathroom is right next door to where my room was, so... I rush into the bathroom and I'm like, I plop down on the toilet, and while I'm sitting there, I'm pulling off my clothes, and thankfully I had just gone to the grocery store that day and bought some more toilet paper, so I had plenty.
I thought you were going to say I went and bought some more almonds.
Yeah, I probably had more of those too, and so there I was. I'm trying to get myself cleaned up and. Of course, because I was wearing clothes at the time, it didn't just stay in one place. So I also had to clean the toilet lid and everything else. And
that'd make you a bad person.
No, but oh, it's embarrassing. God, I'm humiliated by this.
But you were on your own. That's fine.
I was on my own, and that, I was like, okay, I can get out of this.
I have shat myself so many times on my own. I don't even think about it. I'm like, ah.
My story's not over, though.
He
has cats. I can see where this might be going.
I'm cleaning shit up off the toilet, and I've got these, these shitty, literally shitty exercise shorts and underwear sitting around. Thankful the plastic bag from when I went out and bought, toilet paper and stuff was still in there. And so I get the toilet paper out of the plastic bag. I put the underwear and the shorts in the plastic bag. And I still see some spots that look like dropped while I was on my way to the toilet. So I was like, I've got to clean this up too. So I take the bag and I put it aside. I just kind of drop it in the bathtub and I start cleaning up everything else. And I'm just going about my business trying to get things clean. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of this and everything's going to be fine. So
did you feel at this point? Were you crampy, bent over? Was your asshole feeling like it might happen again?
No, I mean, actually, I felt fine. I mean, it was just like it was
like a million like, bucks. Like you weren't even worried about a second coming.
No, no, there would not be a second wave. I could tell there would not be a second wave.
Right on.
And I was relaxed. I was able to clean, and I was getting things done and whatnot. And I was just like, okay. I was relieved. I changed clothes and whatnot. And I was even able to get away because I really like those moist towelette wipes.
Yeah.
I was even able to get away. It had been kept in place just enough that didn't require me to just get a full on shower, which I probably should have done, but wow. I didn't because my chick was coming over.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, I would have took a shower anyway.
I probably should have.
She might be into that sort of thing. We don't know yet.
I was in college. I felt sufficiently clean, and I wasn't nearly as heavy as I am now, so there were a lot less folds. And so I got all cleaned up, and I was ready to go, and I was like, all right, I'm going to get out of this. Nobody knows. My roommate is gone for the weekend. I'm just going to forget this ever happened. So my chick comes over.
You're not going to forget it now. I'll tell you what. I'm already thinking of my paint chops.
Oh, my God. So I'm sitting there. And so I'm sitting there, and my chick's going to be coming over. And so I'm just sitting there in my room, and she knocks on the door. And she comes over, and we're hanging out or whatever. And she has to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
So, and it's, you know, a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. So she goes into the bathroom, and she's in there for a minute, and all of a sudden I hear her kind of, in somewhat kind of distress, say my name, call out my name. And I was like, by this time I'd been trying to forget about the whole incident from earlier. She called out my name, and she sounded really kind of upset. Yeah, and I said, what? And she said, what is this in the bathtub?
Never want to hear that line.
No. You know that plastic bag of like the shorts and the underwear that I set aside to keep cleaning? Yeah, I set it in there. And of course, she smelled something. And she looked in there. She just sees this plastic bag of shitty underwear and shorts. And I was just like, oh my God.
It was so nearly the perfect crime.
It was so nearly.
There's always one thing you miss. That's why you should have called Marcellus Wallace and got him to send the wolf over. Straight away.
Oh, I need the wolf. Oh, but yeah, so, and that's probably the most embarrassing bodily function story I've got, and I've sworn her to
secrecy. So what did you say? What was the outcome?
I had to tell her the whole story, and she laughed hysterically.
Yeah,
still
good girl.
Hysterically.
Is this your now wife?
Yes, this is my now wife.
Oh, see? You made a good choice. I've told you that many times. You made a good choice.
She still laughs at me because – and I've sworn her to secrecy for, I guess, coming up on a little over 10 years now, and I'm finally just coming out and telling the story, so – yes, that is my most embarrassing bodily function story. The time I shit my pants in college and my wife found a bag of poop. Yeah, that's, oh God, that's humiliating.
Well, really, surely you should have told the best man that at your wedding because that is the best man's story.
That would have been classic for the best man to bring that up.
I can't believe I've just said it on the podcast. So I can only imagine what's going to happen from this point on.
Well, you're going to edit this, so we'll see whether it escapes your censorship.
Oh, God.
Well, I have a couple shit stories, but I'm not sure what's the best. That's tough. I didn't have a goddamn bag. I should have thrown in the trash outside in my bathtub. With just clothes marinating in fucking feces.
But trying to clean up.
I know. I understand. It's just like
I was trying to get it clean, and it slipped my mind.
If a chick was coming, I think I would have just thrown them away. I mean, I should have, but
I was busily trying to clean the toilet.
Dude, I get it. I mean, you know, and if you had taken a shower, you'd have gone, what am I stepping on? What's at my feet?
Yeah,
you know, that would have,
problems.
You know, but you were in a hurry. I'm not judging here, really.
And you're a student, so, you know, maybe it's a natural occurrence.
I've got one regarding shitting in a girl's hair while doing 69, and I have one regarding shitting my pants while having broken the high score on Defender. And I grabbed the back of my ass and kept trying to play the joystick and the hyperspace button and shit.
I see that what they both share is the fact that you didn't really want to leave where you were at the time to go and deal with Mother Nature.
No, actually, with the chick one, that's probably a better story because it's grosser. And, you know, I mean,
I want to hear them both.
Okay. When I was growing up in the small town of Shelby, North Carolina, one of the pastimes when we'd get hot and tired of riding our bikes was to go in a convenience store. Turned out I played this video game Defender so much that I was always the high score. And I mean, it was almost King of Kong. Like, I was obsessed and I was so good. I could pretty much a quarter would go forever if I didn't have a few bad hyperspaces that blew me up. I was going up to levels I didn't even know existed. There was no internet there, so I couldn't read about them, but I was the Defender fucking kid. I wish I could even remember like 100,000 or if it was 1,000,000 or whatever, but I had made this amazing breakthrough, hit a score I never had. And I mean, when I say I was good at this game, I was so good that I would let my friends play a while on my game because I had extra men built up and shit. And take a piss or ride my bike or whatever and go do something I needed to and come back to the game. But I broke this landmark and I'm playing this game.
It was the Slurpee that made you shit yourself, by the way.
It probably was like a
sounds like a conspiracy theory to me that I'm
convinced. Had your friends been feeding you almonds all day?
No, oddly enough. If they had heard about that, they probably would have, you know, especially friends that were, you know, also pretty good at Defender, but not as good as I was. But I'm playing, and it's at such a crucial point, you know, when you get to the end of a level and the spaceships are coming everywhere. And it was kind of similar to your story. To the best of my memory, I just tried to fart, you know, kind of leaned my leg and cocked to the side as I'm playing and just felt hot liquid coming out my asshole.
And all in the back of my pants.
And dude,
straight up pissing out the ass at the video game.
What are you wearing? Shorts. Dr. P, cut-off shorts.
I was wearing shorts. They weren't cut-offs, as I recall. It was just short
some
pants.
And... John McEnroe.
Oh, but they will be on SweetFeatheryJesus.com.
Okay, yeah. they were fucking cut-off blue jeans.
The Photoshops will be coming on this one.
Yeah.
But dude,
Dr. P is the last starfighter with shit coming out of his ass.
I grabbed my fucking ass with my hand. And like cupped my crack really hard and kept trying to play with the other hand to get out of the kill level. And there's spaceships everywhere and I'm one-handed going back and oh fuck, hyperspace, you know, and just goddamn moving that joystick around and, you know, oh, I want to save my nukes. Oh, got to use one now because I'm one-handed. And my friends realized I was holding the back of my ass. Before they realized, and that was playing one-handed, before they realized there's shit running down to his fucking socks.
At first, they might have thought that it was just some move you were doing, showing off, playing one-handed.
Perhaps.
I don't know. The Amazon running down your leg.
But I kept playing the game just, you know, like a pit bull that gets hurt, won't stop fighting, it has to finish. I was that focused on trying to get to the end of that level. And I don't even know what I was thinking. What? So I can get home and shower and change clothes and come back and finish and not be called shit pants, you know?
No, that's
the whole afternoon.
You should have punched the kid right next to you. You should have punched the kid right next to you and said, "You made me shit my pants. Now I lost." And then you put the
But I didn't lose. I actually didn't lose. I just focused in and completely just liquefied the whole back of my pants. And mind you, this is not like a convenience store that I live next door to. It was a mile bike ride or so. And I'll never forget riding home to change and
squelching.
Literally, my
ass defender.
Yeah, Rob, God damn it, I was called that.
You were called ass defender?
Yes.
Use the title.
Yeah, probably.
think about it. Picture the young little boy there, but cupping his ass while trying to play the game. The poor kid.
And a shit talking kid who was better than his friends at the game. And, well, this is how you, you know, I was a piece of fucking shit. They should have taken advantage of.
Yeah, you know, that's just commitment. Shit, isn't it?
Billy Mitchell would be proud.
I pedaled my fucking ass home with shit in my pants. And at one point, pulled my pants down and turned them inside out and hit the seat trying to get the excess shit out. And then had to pull them back on even wetter and get shit where it wasn't before. Continued riding home to shower and, you know, and clean up. And my first thought was still, you know, I'm probably 12, 13. I don't even know. But my first thought was, I've got to go back and finish that game. That game, I know, even if they're killing me deliberately, it's still alive. I can get back. And then I was like, I can't go back. I can't.
No.
And the horror of what had just happened didn't hit me until I had cleaned myself up. Such a retard that way. All I could think was this game. And, oh, no, this is a minor inconvenience.
The moral of the story is shit in your pants caused you to retire from playing defender.
No, I played it again. I don't know if I ever hit that point. And again, I don't remember.
It's a psychological thing after that, I would guess. You know, once you reach,
it's not like I was worried. It's not like I was worried I'd shit myself again. It didn't happen, you know, other times in my life, but it did it that very. It was an inconvenient diarrhea bout.
Yeah, always put some diapers on before you go to the arcade. Just in case.
Yeah. That would have been a good day to have.
Oh, man.
So, okay, man. There's one of mine.
Well, I have a shit story. It's probably not as crazy as yours, but maybe. I mean, I have this issue where on a good night of drinking, I tend to really take one of those really piss out your ass kind of shits, and it's either that or puke, but generally when I go out and have a good night drinking, I generally stuff myself with food beforehand, and this way here I can either puke the alcohol out easily if necessary, but regardless, if I don't end up to that point of drunken stupidness, I always got to take a dump, and it just so happens I wasn't going to be able to make it home to take a dump, and I'm in buddy's truck. Yeah. But
let me interrupt your story real quick. As you always say on Revere Radio, I'm on Jim Beam shot number 7 or whatever. Are you really?
Not right now.
No, but I mean, Friday when you night. Say that on the show, you're seriously not 8 shots of liquor in.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You got to
why would I make that up? Yeah, I when I do my show, I drink, and I drink good, and I haven't been out to a bar in years, so I do most of my drinking at home, and I'm not a big alcoholic, so but I can handle it really, really well from all the years of practice, and I drink Jim Beam. Or any better quality bourbon, and I drink it, you know, hot right out of the bottle into a, you know, 2-ounce shot glass that I've probably had for the last 15 years. It's the only one the kids haven't broken on me. And I mean, they break everything. That's why I wish I had an Xbox so I could play games with you guys and hear you talking about these video games and the threads and whatnot. I'd love to, but you know, I'm stuck with computer games because there's no disc to get scratched up and all that good shit.
Yeah, and yeah, you know that old saying, you've got it, you've got it ready to go. Daddy drinks because you cry.
Hey, that's on my desktop. I swear to God. That I found that. I don't know whether it was on your on the Sweet Feathery Jesus or where I saw the picture. But I made that my wallpaper on my, and my kids love it. But that's my wallpaper. That's my wallpaper on my desktop.
I think it was Confucius.
Yeah.
Confucius says.
they're boys, so they love to see other kids cry. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. So anyway.
Imagine how much they'd love it if they saw a kid playing an arcade game with shit streaming out of his shorts.
I don't think they care for that at all.
The moral of my quick shit story is I had nothing to wipe myself with, and I knew I needed to take a shit. My buddy had a koozie in the truck in which he cut in half and handed it to me, where I had to go behind a building and take a shit, and I had to clean with a fucking beer koozie.
Nice. As quick as I can make it, I was painting at a Fuji plant right outside of Greenville, South Carolina. I think it was Simpsonville. And so I fucking am working around these goddamn animals. Well, the fucking Mexicans, dude, I'm not making this up. They would shit on the toilet seat, not in the goddamn hole. They wouldn't thread the needle. They would shit on the seat just to be assholes.
Presumably, and, there weren't any plant pots about at the time.
No, there must not have been. No, but it was just like, fuck you, they would give as they would shit on the toilet seats. I had to shit horribly bad after eating Chinese one day. And I opened all four porta-johns. All four had fucking turds on the goddamn seat. And so I ran. There was nowhere. It's not like there were woods or any kind of good place. I ran behind a fucking trailer and pulled my hard hat off and shit in it. Because I had to shit that bad. That's only part of it.
And
no,
then you sold it on eBay to somebody in Canada.
It would. I could have. I wish I'd thought of that. I wish I'd known him then. But
all I could think of is those fucking ice cream sundaes that come in the baseball batter's hat.
Oh, yeah. I guess it was reminiscent of a disgusting version of that. But I had to wipe my fucking ass. And I'm already bent double hiding behind a trailer. The only thing I see is a drop cloth, that a painting drop cloth that they've covered over a fucking engine or something so no paint got on it. And I wiped my ass on a drop cloth. And, man, it was so good to have something to wipe with, even though it was a goddamn old painted drop cloth. Outdoors, South Carolina heat and hot weather after I'd shit in a hard hat. So, anyway, that was a quick story.
Did the hard hat, did your original hard hat you shit in have your name on it?
No, we didn't. I mean, goddamn, we had our own, but no, it's not. A few people would put stickers on them and stuff, but I never did. It was a fucking gay yellow hard hat. I didn't want to.
So that was the perfect crime.
I guess
that
so.
That was. At least you got away with it.
Yeah. No one. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a knock at my door tomorrow morning. Is this your hard hat? Yeah.
They can't dust for shit.
No.
Yes. Puke nor shit, they cannot dust for. That's true.
Well, it's funny to talk about puke because I've got two puking stories that both involve women.
Ah.
And the first one, I was about 13 years old and I was in love with this girl that worked in the baker's shop where I live.
What's her name?
Julia.
Julia, that's a pretty name. Just to flesh it out, yeah.
And she was like the archetype for kind of girls that I like, really. She was like an indie stroke goth chick with the dyed black hair and a kind of like her hair was like she had the long fringe and it kind of shaved up a little bit at the back. And she used to come around, she was a couple of years older than me. She used to come around the counter every time I come in the shop and come out and give me a cuddle, you know? So nice. I was like, oh, yeah.
Does that mean in American English, just a quick hug, or is that like a really affectionate when you say a cuddle?
She was all over me, but I was 13 and she was 15, and it was kind of like, yeah.
Oh my god!
I didn't really know. I didn't think I was in with any kind of a chance, and this went on for a while until she left there. But then one night I met her in our local pub, and then that's when it all took off. All right, so by that time I was about 15, and she would have been about 17.
How did you drink?
Huh?
How did you drink at 15? Did you have a fake ID?
They drink from their womb.
Yeah, our drinking age is 18.
They're sucking beer out of the pints, right, out of the titties.
Okay, but he was 15 and drinking age is 18, so.
Yeah, yeah, curious. But.
Did they know you there and just.
It depends where you go. As it happens, it was my local pub where my dad used to go all the time. They were a little bit lax. And, you know, as long as you kind of like stayed in the corner, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get away with it, sometimes you wouldn't. Depending on whether the landlord was there. Yeah. So anyway, I was in there one night and I got together with her and that was great. And then we arranged that I was going to go around her house the next week. Right. So we go around there and this ain't really, you know, I couldn't go in an off license and buy a drink at this point. You know, it's very hit and miss, or a liquor store as you would call it. So she invited me around there. She said her parents were going out. So I went round and we've been there for a while and she goes and explores the parents' drinks cabinet. Right, so we look in there, and all there is like some port wine, you know, and stronger stuff.
Nice.
So we, yeah, terrific. So we like get stuck into these two bottles of port, and she's, you know, she brings out straws. We're drinking them through straws. I wasn't a hardened drinker by this point.
Oh no,
at 15, yeah. I hope not.
And so I got absolutely fucking slaughtered, like too slaughtered to do anything good with this girl. Oh. Plus her parents were going to come back about half past 11. So she goes upstairs and I'm sitting there and I hear a key in the lock and it's her parents that come back in. And at this point, I'm just like, I couldn't move. Otherwise, I was going to be sick. They come walking in and start talking to me. And that's when I know that I'm going to be sick and I have to get to the bathroom quick. So I go running up the stairs, trying to open the bathroom door. The girl's still in there.
Oh, so no, I'm on the pot?
Yeah, well, the door's locked. It's not an option. I can't go in there. Oh, okay. And,
so you didn't walk in. She's on the shitter. I was thinking, wow, this is crazy. Okay.
No, so I had to run back down the stairs past the mum and dad who want to see what's up with me, what's my problem. Open the front door, and she lives in like a terraced house, you know?
Kind of like a duplex.
I don't know what that is, but okay, I'll take your word for it. So I've run out there, and I couldn't even make it to the curb. You know what I mean? It was just, it had to be done. And I had to go one way or the other. And I decided that it would be rude, somewhere in my mind, to puke on their doorstep. So I leaned over the wall and puked on their next door neighbours. Which...
probably, you know, a good choice.
I don't think it was, because they had to clear it up, obviously. And I made my excuses and left at that point.
What were your excuses? Do you recall at the end how it kind of went?
I was pissed out of my head. That was my excuse.
Yeah. So they were cool with that? The parents didn't, like, say, never see my daughter again, get out of here?
I didn't go around her house again when her parents were there. I know that. But I did see her again after that. It's all credit to her.
Yeah.
That went on for a couple of years afterwards.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
And there was another one where it was after... it was a bank holiday and it was like an all-day drinking session down the pub a couple of years later. So we'd been drinking all day and my best friend said that this girl was having a party. I guess we were probably about 17 at this point and I think it was her 18th birthday party. And we all went around there. My friend Shane drove in his van and we got pulled over by the police on the way there. And they made him do a breathalyzer test. And I was completely certain, because I'd seen how much he'd had to drink. It was impossible that he would pass that test, but he did. She's one of the. It was ridiculous. There must have been something wrong.
He must have showed his documents the truth.
There must have been something wrong with the equipment. That's all I can think of. But anyway, we managed to get to the party in his van, and we turned up there, and I was so drunk. When we walked through the door, it was like a kind of a. It's more like a family party, really, than an 18-year-old girl's, you know, teenage party. Her parents were there. We walked through the door. Said happy birthday. There were some balloons hanging up. I remember tearing down the balloons and going, like, you know, running around with them for a little while. And then the next thing I remember, I was sitting on a sofa and there was this girl next to me and she was kind of leaning forward and I was leaning back, you know, sweating and thinking, oh dear, I think I might be sick. I just remember, like, as soon as I thought I might be sick, I was. And the only, you know, and it just seemed like the best place to do it was behind the girl because it's, I think you always look a secluded spot. It's some kind of animal instinct.
Right. It is. And you only have a fraction of a second. Yeah.
Exactly. So rather than do it in front of me on the carpet or anywhere like that, I did it on the sofa. and her back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And at which point I made my excuses and left.
What were the excuses this time?
Pissed out my fucking head.
It was an afternoon. Shit, it's not long ago either. You know, just you haven't
here
heard
we go.
It's really
I want to hear about Ass Defender and Shithead.
Yeah, I shit on a girl's head.
All I can think of is that song, Afternoon Delight.
Skyrockets were on flight, that's for sure. And, you know, just lots of drinks on rich food, bad combination. The girl's in an amorous mood, and we start making out. We started giving one other oral pleasure.
Delicious.
Yeah. We began to 69 with me on top. And kind of awkward position when you're really drunk, but it feels good. So, dude, I don't know. I don't even remember that I need to fart or something, you know, like, oh, here's how it happened. All I know
is tangled in your dingleberries is what happened.
No, I'm fucking full on just into this girl. I got a rock solid hard on, everything's solid, everything's good. Dude, I just started fucking having diarrhea.
No warning.
Not enough that I could even roll over violently to one side and shit on my bed. I had diarrhea and shat on this girl's hair.
That's a deal breaker right there.
You know, and the funny thing is, it didn't last time I fucked her. I bet she never 69 with me on top again, though. But, no, it was horrible. I mean, dude, it was on – she was covering her face and running to the bath. It was horrible. Turning on the shower and getting in without even being able to
find – to get her to sing Mammy.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was a good one.
Skyrockets in flight.
Oh, fuck. Hyperspace.